Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you're staying with me because we got Ivan Meisner back on the show. Folks, it's International Networking Week. That's right. And right here on the Small Business Advocate Show, we have the international guru on networking, Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder and the chairman of Business Network International, BNI, and he's our good friend. Ivan, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be on your show.
It's good to have you back, as always. And the new book, Networking Like a Pro, is out.
It is, and it hit number one on Amazon about a week and a half ago.
We're not surprised.
No,
nothing but the best from my audience. No chopped liver here. So congratulations on that. Good job. And you've had a number of those books, including one of his last ones, folks, was The 29% Solution, which is one of my favorite networking books, and then Masters of Sales, on and on, lots and lots of something under a couple of dozen books that have sold something under a billion copies around
yeah.
across the world.
Way under that, yeah.
So talk to us about what's happening around the world today, this week, for International Networking Week.
Well, it is International Networking Week. This is an initiative of BNI's, but it's open to networking organizations around the world. And the goal really is, and this is, by the way, this is the fourth annual International Networking
yep.
Week. And the goal is really to celebrate the key role that networking plays in the development of success for businesses all across the world. And it's really taken off. We literally have hundreds and hundreds of big events and thousands of small events, meaning, you know, small networking groups, 30, 40, 50 people, who recognize it at those meetings, as well as hundreds and hundreds of really big events who recognize, maybe bring in some good speakers on the subject and talk about how mm-hmm. they can improve their business through networking. And we know how important this is, but we also know how little this is discussed in school. And so that's why we wanted to try and develop this about 4 years ago.
Well, and that's been your goal for your profession. Your professional life, basically, has been to get people to understand that networking, as I predicted in 1997, actually, I started saying that the things that one of the three things that we're going to have to get really good at in the future is networking. Networking is not some casual, you know, thing that you do from time to time. It needs to be a way of life, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, I would almost liken it back to the turn of the century, from the 1900s into the early 1900s, with management. You know, if you go back there and you look at literature back in the late 1800s and early 1900s, management wasn't a codified principle.
Right.
There were no books mm-hmm. on management until the early 1900s. And, it was at that point that people said, you know, there's a bit of a science to this, certainly an art, to managing people and managing enterprises. And the whole concept of management was codified in the turn of the century. Well, in the turn of this century, I think we're really looking at codifying the whole concept of networking
yeah.
and the value and power of it and how to do it right, so that we're not doing it, the way it used to be done years ago, where it was just, hey, you know, nice to meet you, here's my card, let's do business, and it's much more complex than that.
So there are events all around the world right now. I mean, even as we speak, people are getting together, they're raising the consciousness
yeah.
of people, there are special events going on, there are people talking about it more this week than ever before.
Absolutely. You know, you're almost always my first interview of the morning, but you're not this time. You're my second. I was up...
I'm hurt.
Well, I did actually a webcam, not an interview. There are events all around the world. I did one in Barbados already this morning where
right.
I was talking to them live via webcam. And what was exciting about that was they had a local government minister of commerce who was at the event. So we're getting more and more government officials who are coming to see what small business can really do when they put their mind to it. It was really exciting to have him there for my webcast.
Well, and so the beauty of this thing is the international aspect of this, Ivan. What makes me excited about it is that the more we're doing this kind of thing, and what you were doing in your webcast with Barbados, to me, this is all part of the overall beauty of the dividend of the internet, and that is the peace dividend that we can have. When we're talking about to people about doing business across borders, then we're not mad at people. We don't hate people. We're doing business with them. That's a peace dividend, isn't it?
It really is, and I've seen it operate in my program in BNI. It's been awesome to go to chapters in Israel and see Muslims.
You didn't realize all these years you're really an ambassador for peace, Ivan.
I didn't.
How about
but
that?
There is a little bit of that.
I've anointed you now. That's you officially. You're the ambassador for peace through networking. That's your new title. Stand by, 22. Right back with these after these messages with Ivan Meisner. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, and hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. No barriers to entry. We built it so if you get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff, including archives of past interviews, thousands of those, thousands of articles that have been written by me or my brain trust. My blog is there, which we update just about every day, sometimes more than once a day. And then, of course, my newsletter is there. You can subscribe to that. My knowledge base, AskJim.biz, lots of stuff there at SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Ivan Meisner is with us. Dr. Ivan Meisner is the founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International. That's BNI.com, right, Ivan?
Yes, it is. Thanks.
So I hope you check it out. Networking Like a Pro is the new book, and that's available now wherever books are sold. It's International Networking Week, and we've been talking about that. Ivan, talk to us about networking like a pro. We talked about that earlier, the fact that you know, being a networker is not just some casual thing that you do, you know, if you get a chance. It's you can actually be a professional networker now, can't you?
Well, you can be professional at your networking, absolutely. I think most people wing it, and what this book tried to do is to really give both some of the basics as well as some more advanced stuff on how to network effectively, one of which is the whole issue of social media, which is the biggest thing in the field of networking right now.
You know, one of the things that I want to ask you about, I want to talk about social media, but I also want to talk about how what I'm calling the original social media, which is face-to-face.
Yeah.
That's the original social media, and it's had relevance all the way through all the you know, different telecommunication innovations that we've had. And you know, currently, Ivan, we have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to connectivity with people, but the face to face still has extreme relevance, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I was doing a newspaper interview in Stockholm, Sweden. Last year, and this reporter comes to me, and he just was grumbling about the face-to-face. It's like, you know, face-to-face networking is the buggy whip of the industry. It's just going to go away. It's all about social media.
This is what he was telling you.
Yeah, this is what he's telling me before he interviews me. He's telling me I'm in the buggy whip industry.
You're a dinosaur.
I'm a dinosaur. and finally, I looked at him. I said, so why are you here? Well, I'm doing the interview. I said, no, I understand that. But why are you here? You drove an hour to get here.
Yeah.
And he looked at me without even thinking, and he said, well, because the face-to-face interview is always better.
Without any sense of irony, right?
Yes. And I looked at him, and I said, hello. You know, that's why face-to-face networking is going to go away. There's something about sitting in front of somebody, looking them in the eye, shaking their hands, and having a conversation. And to his credit, the light went on. And he was like, okay. I get it.
Well, you know, I have these conversations with people all the time, and so one of the things that I've been trying to point out to the younger generations, Ivan, that okay, I know you're really good at social media, and I know it's really beneficial, and I know in many ways it's helping you in ways that I never had when I was 25 years old. That's that part of it's great, but number one, don't forsake the face-to-face opportunities, and number two, don't fail to become to hone your skills in face-to-face. Because I wonder, do you ever wonder that the younger generations have lost the skills of doing business face-to-face?
Well, I think to some extent, yes. You know, we live in a Twitter society where everything's in 140 characters, and
or the texting
short.
Or whatever, yeah.
Texting and so yeah, to some extent, and. But I don't think it's going to go away. I think maybe someday when we live in a Star Wars universe where, you know, we can have meetings that are holographic images around
right.
a circle, maybe then it's not relevant. But until then, I think face-to-face has its place. It's not, to me, it's not either or, it's both and.
Right.
You have to do both, not just one.
Well, and see, that's the reason why I think one of some of the evidence of that is what you did today already. You just didn't just do a phone interview with Barbados.
Right.
You did a video conference.
Right, a webcam.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Webcam,
so they were able
I mean.
To see me and speak to me. Yeah.
So my point is, as the technology evolves, I mean, more and more now, the IM has a video and you can do all the things on Skype that the webcam capability. So all of that's, even though people are remote, there's still something about seeing that face, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. I could have sent them an email or a letter that they could have read, and it's just not the same as having an interaction with somebody. And although me being present would have been even better, I think that's a good secondary role when you can't get to all of these places yourself.
Well, you know, exactly. And, you know, the U.S. Commercial Services is doing some exciting things right now to help U.S. companies prospect and network in other countries, and they're actually setting up webcam environments for American companies to go to a local city, sit in front of a camera, and look at a monitor and see a customer on the other side of the world looking back at them, and they get to know each other that way before they actually make a trip to each other's country.
And is that prospective customers or is that existing customers?
Yeah, prospective.
See, the challenge that I see with that is that you're really only at visibility with somebody like that, and pushing that to credibility is increasingly difficult. If, on the other hand, you're at credibility, there's already trust between the two parties.
Yeah.
That kind of communication continues to strengthen the trust, but it doesn't develop.
But isn't it a great first step, though? I mean, that, to me, it's back to what you said about not either or, but both and. Hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. Ivan Meisner is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. It's International Networking Week, and who else would we celebrate that with other than the man who's the founder of that, not only BNI, Business Network International, the largest networking organization in the world, but also the guy who came up with is the brainchild and the father, basically, of International Networking Week, Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the author of the new book, Networking Like a Pro, available wherever books are sold. That's BNI.com, right, Ivan?
Yes, it is. And International Networking Week is internationalnetworkingweek.com.
All right. So what do we find when they get to international, they can see all the different things that people are doing around the world?
Yeah, actually, just a handful of the things. I mean, not even close, probably 10% of the big events that are being done around the world. We also have a video that you can watch at YouTube, a link to YouTube or download, that describes International Networking Week. It's a great video to use if you're doing an event this week and you've got a few extra minutes you want to show this video. It talks about the power of networking.
You know, Ivan, we're talking back to social media, and where I think we are right now in social media is it's still a craze. It's not a fad, meaning it's not going to go away, but it is a craze, and we haven't it hasn't been settled how it's going to become a tool for everybody. You know, it's you know, businesses are using the same tools that Aunt Minnie is, you know, and sister, little sister, the teenage, you know, high school kid or whatever, all using the same platforms. And over the next few years, all that's going to settle down, and we'll all know, you know, what we want to get out of it. We'll know what the ROI is. But right now, there's still a lot of, I won't say confusion, but there's a lot of, it's just a craze, isn't it?
It is a craze, and I think sometimes people don't know how to use it yet because they haven't been trained and they haven't had a lot of experience. And so, you know, you've seen it, you may have done it, I certainly have. You get on a website and there's a message from a friend, and you go to their page, and then there's a link, and you click on that, and oh, there's a video, and
off to the races.
Then something happens to the space-time continuum, and 2 hours has gone by. You're like, what did I just do?
Right.
And so I think that's because this is so new, but more and more there are tools that are being developed for business people to be able to use social media to really get out their message and to engage in a dialogue.
Well, see, I'm likening what's going on right now with what happened in the 90s when websites came out. You know, we thought websites were, you know, this cool thing, and now they're just tools. You know, they're just things that we use.
The big difference between websites and online social media, of course, is websites are one-way communication,
right,
or at least were, whereas the social media is two-way communication, or you know, three, four, five-way communication.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of people that are engaged in the conversation, and I think more and more you're going to see websites that are go both ways.
Right.
Dialogue with their clients, or allow their clients to dialogue with them.
Well, see, that's the key to the future, to me, Ivan, and it's what I've been talking about with regard to building communities. That's the exciting thing to me about social networking, is, and social media, I should say, because social networking is kind of redundant, isn't it? But the idea of building communities, and what I've been telling my audience is that in the future, you know, you won't market to your customers. You'll build communities, and they'll find you, and they'll want to hang out with you in those communities.
Yeah, because they're interested in what you have to say. They're interested in your products. They're interested in your services.
And your value.
They initially opt in.
And your values, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that, and see, that's one of the key components of a community, isn't it? The values of that community.
Yes, and if you, you know, can provide opportunities for them to really engage in the process and give feedback, and it's all about creating an organizational culture.
Right.
And I've always believed that, you know, culture eats strategy for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
That if you have a great, a strong, powerful organizational culture that is based on inclusiveness with your clients and dialogue with your clients, that whatever strategy you have, that culture is key.
Right. And the thing is that networking, face-to-face networking, is how you meet new prospects, new people to join your communities.
Yes, it is absolutely one of the ways that you can meet new clients and prospects. It was social media as well as face-to-face, to be honest,
right,
with you. But,
yeah,
the social media is so broad, it's sometimes, you know, it's such a broad net to cast. Pulling in anything is sometimes interesting unless you're in the Internet business.
BNI.com.
BNI.com. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary this year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I have all the gray hair to show it.
It's been a long, you didn't inherit any of them, did you?
Nope.
Congratulations on 25 great years. Congratulations on International Networking Week, and also the new book, Networking Like a Pro. Ivan, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Dr. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, the world's guru on networking. Oh, yeah, and the International Ambassador of Peace through Networking. That's his new title we just gave him this week. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.